And I just found a high version of it, or high, like an HD version of it, so I wanted to use it.
What did, I can't even hear this. Oh.
What?
Whoa. Hi, Jinx and Sue podcast, number 31.
Really?
31. I was telling somebody yesterday that we did about 30 podcasts in about 50 weeks. over the course of a year. I think it was hit and miss for a while there. Number 31. Hi, Jinx and Sue podcast, at the table, enjoying the craziest of breads, is Eli. Denise.
Hi. You can't just say hi.
Denise, who will not eat your babies, bitch.
I'd rather not, really.
She'll surrogate them for a fee.
That I won't do either, actually.
Who will also do that is right next to me. Josh, who's spent the better part of the last week evacuating from all holes. All of them. Simultaneously. Like one of those fountains you hook up for kids. Like you hook the water hose up to it and just like the wacky water.
Oh, you run around it.
Woo! Yeah, it's like, woo! Except that instead of water and fun, it's like vomit and terror.
Yeah, you joke, but that's actually a fairly good description.
Did you have them install another toilet across from yours?
No, I can.
You should have had a urinal in front of you.
No, I can sit on the toilet and lean into the bathtub at the same time.
Oh, God.
Oh, Josh.
Wow. Now I know to never use your bathtub. I mean, it probably wouldn't have come up, but. So that's terrible. Yeah,
that would be a really
handy tip for emergency situations.
No.
Hey kids, it's like, hey kids, now you can have your own Josh.
Yeah,
you put it in the center of the yard, and you're like, woo.
Well, you hook the hose up, but you also like put in a little powder packet,
right,
to color everything. Right. That's one of those lessons you can only learn in college. You know, like you've been throwing up on the floor, and then one of your bros is like, dude. Throw up in the bathtub, bro. That's what we all do while you're in it.
Like you don't pee in the bathtub?
Yeah, you don't pee in the bathtub if someone else is using the toilet?
It's like, fuck, I do that all the time. It's like a trough.
Dude.
Actually,
Eli, you piss in the sink.
You could just get in the shower.
Don't think I didn't.
When you're about
it.
To evacuate, just get in the shower and go crazy.
Seriously, towards the end there, I thought about just turning on the water and just giving
just
up.
And cry and throw up. And
I'm not kidding.
God.
I was.
That's awful.
One of the most miserable experiences
Josh
of my entire life.
He thinks he has food poisoning. And what I told him just a minute ago is, in my entire life, I've never had food poisoning. He seems to get it once a year. And this is the best part. The human response to food poisoning is an evolutionary survival tactic that says, you are too fucking stupid to eat cooked food, so I'm going to make sure you can't eat anything for a week. And it happens to you every year. Do you ask for your chicken rare? Like Chick-fil-A? No.
It's
lightly.
Chicken sashimi.
Yeah, just lightly cooked. Throw it on the radiator for like 5 minutes. I haven't cooked it at all. I barely even cooked it at all. It's so good.
It's actually, you're actually eating a live chicken.
I'm just waiting until it shits out an egg. That'll be my second course.
Chachi, chachi, chachi. Chickens don't clack.
So, but he thinks he's all better now. And he's stuffing his face with pizza. Well, one of the holes in question is currently being filled to the brim with greasy, spicy food.
Well, I haven't shit in over 24 hours, so.
Is that a record?
I think so, actually.
This is like a weather update.
Yeah.
Oh. Speaking of.
I hope you're wearing a rain slicker.
This just in. Hurricane Josh has turned to a level 5 shit storm. With a 90% chance of vomit. More with Eli in the weather room.
Oh.
Eli, you're actually in the middle of the storm.
We're in the middle of the shit storm. We're here on the outer rim.
As you can see behind me.
Stop that.
Shit is a brewing. Bush has already put in a request for emergency evacuation.
FEMA's on the way,
but
kids.
He's playing golf.
Right. But evacuation is happening currently.
Evacuation.
It's a different kind of evacuation, Eli. But thank you for the report. Oh, okay. That was quick.
Oh, damn it.
So that's that. Let's move on.
Yes, please.
Because we're doing these in a timely fashion. If this is your first cast, you should be pleased with the just the expeditious nature with which we zip through stories.
Just, dude, the straight up, like...
As opposed to...
I went back and started watching some of the... Kennedy Jr. is... Some of the earlier episodes, and... My God.
Of this?
Yeah.
Oh.
Of the podcast. It's
listening to or watching? Because we haven't been doing the videos for 10 episodes.
I've only been listening.
Oh, okay.
Just to go see, like, I remember earlier editions where my mic or my audio setup here was take the mic off the stand and put it up to
hold it up to the speakers.
Hold up to the speakers of the Mac.
Oh, the earlier episodes are the one where my mic sounded like it was three rooms away.
Yeah because basically. We had two powered mics and one shitty one. And
yeah.
Since you didn't pay for anything, you got the shitty
clearly
one.
I got the shit mic.
Yeah, so intro news, then we're going to do This Week in Internet, and then we're going to answer your questions submitted on hijinksensue.com. We're going to talk about the debates, the vice presidential debates at some point. I might save that for the end because I feel like that could be a whole other show. Real quick stuff. Number one, go get the new Ben Folds album. Stop fucking around. Go get it right now. It's amazing. It's awesome.
I ran through it this week.
If you don't like it, you're stupid.
I still haven't listened to it yet.
Stop being stupid and go listen to it.
It's all right in like the way I listen to all Ben Fold records in that like heard it, liked it, wasn't like blown away, but it's gonna be one. It's gonna grow on me.
It has to. No, see, I've already listened to it 42 times, so I'm past you. I listened to it like 6 times a day since I got it.
It's not the best working music for me.
No.
So I didn't have it tuned in this week, but probably next week.
Number one, the entire album, like most of his early albums, is recorded 100% live. They just put all the mics in a room and they play the song until they play it perfect.
Yeah.
And so when I was forced to download it from iTunes for buying tickets, they sent me 4 videos from the studio, which was kind of neat, whatever, but shows the recording process of 4 of the songs. They're just 100% live. All the harmonies, everything. All the vocals, even. That's unheard of. You're not even supposed to do that. You're supposed to do everything one instrument at a time and one vocal track at a time so you can fuck up a bunch. But no, he is just that good.
It seems like more people are starting to do that. And I don't know if it's like... I don't know if people know that they're getting... Or if they know what they're getting out of it in the sense of like, are we doing this for nostalgia reasons? Because this is the way it used to be.
Ben specifically does it for capturing that live performance feel.
Sure.
And so that you can't spend 100 hours tweaking a song until it's not good anymore.
Right.
So. Well,
and like the last, I'm a huge Wilco fan, if it hasn't been made clear. But their last record was recorded in their Chicago loft. And it was just live. Like they... Each take was just like everybody playing and they mic the amps and that was it. So there's a little bit of bleed over from like pickup to pickup.
Yeah.
But it sounds fantastic. I mean, they were still individually tracked so they could go back and master it. But in the end, it's still technically a live recording. And it came out like really well. It has a very live, raw feel to it.
There's actually some Easter eggs in past Hijinks and Sue podcast where I've removed one person saying one thing. But if you listen... Like something super racist or something. But if you listen, you can still hear it in the other mics.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then there's other times when I've left all that in. So.
I've made a huge mistake.
Next thing. Next thing, if you want a little extra piece of podcast enjoyment this week, I did an interview yesterday for a co-hosting deal for the Night Gig podcast at gigcast, gigcast.nightgig.com. It's a webcomics podcast, webcomicking news and such. We talked a lot about the experiment and kind of what I'm doing with the site, some other comics, and then also ended up talking about the vice presidential debates. So
I was looking for that. So that's not up yet?
I don't think it's up yet. I looked and it's not up. But
I went to their site and kind of dug around, just checking out. I actually...
It's weird because we don't ever talk about webcomics, quote-unquote. We never talk about comics at all, so or unless they're in print. So it was a different experience.
I've been listening to... I don't know. I
don't talk shit. You're going to talk shit about somebody that I might want to be friends with.
No.
Maybe.
Don't burn any bridges for me.
I've been like in this weird funk at work where I can't always listen to music while I work. So I've been listening to a lot of talk items. Like I listen to talk radio.
Okay.
And I've been listening to Smodcast, I think is how they call it.
It's the Kevin Smith?
Kevin Smith one.
Yeah.
Which is... It's pretty good.
Is it weekly or how often do you do it?
It's like whenever they get around to it.
Yeah.
Because their dates in between are like, there's like huge gaps. Because I guess they're out filming, doing whatever. But those are actually pretty good. They're about an hour. And it's just like him and Scott Mosier getting high.
And who is Scott Mosier?
He's the producer that went to art school with him. He's like produced everything that he's done.
He's his super, super BFF.
Yeah, they went to art school together in Canada and then... Kevin Smith's like, fuck this, I'm just going to go make a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Mosier,
show enough.
Mosier was like, hey, you're cool. Maybe if you make a movie, I'll go help you. And they made Clerks.
Sure.
And now they're like, yeah, best friends forever.
Great.
But that and what was that other one? Geek something.
Geek Speak something or other.
Geek Speak.
Geek Week. Weekly Geeky. Week.
Yeah. It's all right.
Weekly Geek Cast.
It's
no, I
bad.
Believe you're oh, what am I trying to say? Your evaluation of their quality was that we kicked their asses or something like that. And I was like, hey, man, hey.
I gave you a lot of shit early on because I was like, dude, seriously, just fucking turn on the mics, record. But there is a lot of like this on that.
And you've noticed that has ceased recently in the Hygiene Institute podcast.
Yeah.
Because we have constantly upgraded equipment.
Like highly
is that you, what we're calling
you can tell the like, difference when there's a mic hanging from a ceiling fan in the middle of a room versus well done
or being done from like the back of the ship from Jaws
like as the shark is eating it
right
a shark cast
and then later from inside Jaws
yeah
let me think about last week's sea roast I've been digested
that's where I was sitting for the first couple weeks.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That's what it like.
Can we get back to that for nostalgia? Can you go get?
Can I go back into the shark?
Yeah. Can you get in the shark? Can we get you a shark foam suit to wear?
Sort of reverse born again kind of a thing. I don't know.
I will sign up for that religion. The one just where like, you have to be given
you're
birth.
One,
you're
baptized
a
in a shark.
Yeah. Yes.
I will sign up for the religion where you're baptized by a shark and
in
Josh,
a shark.
Josh like shark? Shits for your sins.
No,
you. What are you doing?
Oh
my
god!
Eaten by a whale shark, and then if you survive, you're born again.
I shat for so many people's sins this week.
Stop it!
Oh my god!
The earth.
There must have been a lot of sinning, like
streets,
more than usual.
The streets will run brown with the blood of the unbelievers.
God.
And then one last thing I want to throw in.
Go.
Godfather came out on Blu-ray.
Oh.
Went over to Rick's and watched one and two. It's
woo-hoo.
Pretty fantastic.
Awesome.
I forgot,
what that
A,
is.
I forgot how awesome The Godfather is, and B, it's not the best transfer, but it's not bad, and the audio is...
I'm sure the source is pretty
fantastic.
Beat up by now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there's a lot of... There's still some white balance issues, but overall, it's still good.
Do you know what costs?
Awesome.
Unfortunately, it comes with Godfather 3, so...
You can't just...
You can't,
right.
can't
get a discount without it.
Well, you can use it as a coaster.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or you can put some macaroni on it and microwave it.
Sure.
And then eat the macaroni.
You
it's good
that.
For something.
And then add that to one of the folklore of religion.
Oh, yes.
The
and,
shark Josh religion.
What? Yeah. Sharkology.
Yeah.
We had some Francis Ford Coppola wine.
What's that?
It's Francis Ford Coppola wine.
He has his own
does he
vineyard.
Deliver it?
Yes.
That would be great.
You tip him like $2. Like, thanks, can change.
Yeah.
He's it's like, a $6 bottle of wine. You give him a 10. You're like, I need two back.
Yeah, I'm going to need change.
It's awkward.
Dude, you made number 3.
Yeah.
Should have
send your daughter next time. So, next thing. How do we want to do this? Do we want to do the... do we talk about the vice presidential debates first, or do the This Week in Internet debates, then mail sack?
Internet.
Okay.
And then debates.
Oh, one quick update. If you've ordered a shirt from the Hijinks and Sue store and you are wondering where it is, many, many, many of you got an email. Some of you may not have, because I just picked a cutoff date and I figured these were too late. I tried a new printer, here locally in Dallas. I've been using people in California, and their quality is just phenomenal. I've loved their shirts. They're very expensive. And so I was trying to not only do it faster, but make a little bit more money. So I hooked up with this guy in Carrollton that was doing printing, and he had absolutely no idea what he was doing. He bought a $15,000 printer, shirt printer.
Wow.
And turns out it's one of those places that puts, like, kids' names on the back of soccer jerseys. He didn't have any fucking clue. He was using, like, a version of Corel Draw from 1998.
Nice! High fives, dude!
He was like, I can't even open these files. I mean, what is a PSD? I'm like, Photoshop? You don't have Photoshop? You're a graphics company? You don't have Photoshop? No. What?
What's Photoshop?
I have Corel Draw because it came with my computer. I was like, ooh. Then I went down there to see how the shirts were going to look, and he asked me how to save the files to his desktop from an email.
What?
And I was like, oh, maybe I should just go. But I was like, shit, I've literally been like going back and forth with this guy for 2 weeks while these orders were in his hands and not getting printed. I'm like, if they don't get done, it's going to be a month before these people get their shirts. So I stuck it out. He printed a couple. Number one, he tried to open the PSDs in Corel Draw and then printed all the shirts that way. Corel Draw shits a brick when you try and open a PSD, but he printed the shirts anyway. So the graphics are all fucked up and the colors are all wrong and they're fuzzy and weird and all ejaculated and God, I was so fucking pissed. Oh, and I'm like, yeah, this isn't going to work, dude. They expect better than this. I don't know. He tried again. It was still fucked up. Then he tried again. And the colors on the Roslyn shirt were like dark maroon. And I'm like, I sent you the image. It's not dark maroon. He's like, hey, man, the colors are the colors. I can't change it. And I'm like, that's how I know you have no idea what you're talking about. I was like, all right, cool. Never mind. I'll call you next week. Yeah. Hold on to those shirts for me. So I went back to the original guys. So your shirts are coming. Sucks.
Please tell me you didn't have to pay for any of that shit.
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
I even took two of them to see what happened when I washed them. And I don't know, it was a bad deal. But that's over. It's actually going a lot faster now. We figured out a new way to make the process and go faster. That's all boring. Internet this week in internet. Number one, internet. All right. I was going to save this for a comic, and I'm probably still going to do a comic about it, because it's just too terrible. The CW, WB, DC is going to take the magic that is Smallville.
Oh, God.
And turn it into a young Dick Grayson show.
What?
Not young Batman.
Whoa!
Young Dick Grayson, pre-Batman.
How do you fail any harder?
A family show about the Grayson, the flying...
Are they trapeze Grayson artists or some shit?
Yeah.
So this is a show about flying dicks.
Flying dicks in a circus.
Thanks, Eli. That's great.
Flying Circus Dicks, the show.
Yeah.
This week on the CW, the trapeze is hard, and Dick's got a problem with his girlfriend. Batman.
Like, there's nothing. There's nothing Batman about. Dick Grayson was always an annoying shit-faced kid, and the only thing that made him cool was the juxtaposition to Batman. No, there's no Batman. It's going to be Dawson's Creek on a high wire.
God damn it. See, this is what's wrong with our economy right here.
Yeah. And they're rocketing it through because Smallville's ending this season. So they're like, oh, we've got to have this ready.
So some bank somewhere, and see, I'm just prepping myself for debate talk.
Sure, 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 sure.
Some bank somewhere was like, what's that, flying dicks? Like,
sell.
Sounds good. Buy. How much do you need?
All of them.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Who thought this was a good idea?
The people that brought you Smallville, of course.
Do they not remember that one time DC Comics let everybody vote, like, should we kill Robin? Right. Well, you're not really going to. And everybody was like,
and they were like, no,
seriously,
fucking
kill him.
Put a knife in his face.
And
can I do it? How much do I have to pay to be drawn into the comic murdering him? And then, you know what? I went and read the Wikipedia on that. they unkilled him shortly thereafter.
Oh, yeah, of course they did.
For lots of different reasons.
It's a fucking comic book. That's why
they
did it.
Go read, like, the history of Robin. Number one, Robin's eight dudes. Number two...
I already don't care.
They've unkilled him, like, six times.
Yeah.
I think there was cloning involved. It was terrible.
It was that goddamn frog on the WB.
The WB.
The WB.
Yeah.
Mammy.
Whoa.
It's hey.
Whoa.
What? Chappelle made the reference first. I'm allowed,
frog,
I'm
the
allowed
frog
to
had
say
black
it.
Face?
Yeah. He had black frog? Al Jolson face. Oh. I didn't invent that. This is what happened. You don't remember that Chappelle skit?
No.
I can't in good conscience repeat what he said, but it was... I mean, I would if the mic wasn't on, but... He basically did the WB Frog as a minstrel show. It was pretty good.
I don't know if I remember that.
You need to look it up. You got the DVDs.
Are you sure that just wasn't one of your racist dreams?
Okay, it's my deepest desire. Next thing. This is so fucking cool. Okay. So, Weird Al, who several of us are fans of, announced today that in order to keep himself more timely... And sort of as an experiment of his own, he's going to release songs as he records them digitally.
Ooh.
So basically what he said is, you know, the way my process works, I have to accumulate like 4 years of pop culture before I can make a whole album. And the problem is you've typically, these days, forgotten about the song I'm making fun of by the time the album comes out.
Right. Very few songs are worth listening to 4 years later.
Well, his big problem is that in the 80s and early 90s, we still had, like, megastars. Madonna, you know, Nirvana.
Interesting.
Any of your Anas.
MC Hammer.
Anna, yeah. Metallica.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. The megastars that lasted for decades, he could make fun of, and it was timeless. And he said it's almost nearly impossible to make fun of. Like, who's going to make fun of? Avril Lavigne. Okay, by the time that album came out, no one gave a shit about Avril Lavigne anymore. So he's going to release songs as they come out. And he said there's a good chance the one he's releasing next week is still going to be the number one song in America that he's making fun of. I don't know what song that is.
Wow.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what the kids are listening
to. Yeah, Metallica's still got the number one album, which is crazy.
Well.
That one song, Judas Kiss, do you know that song? That's awesome.
No.
It's good.
I haven't listened to
it. Go listen to it. It's just forget everything you think about Metallica. Forget Saint Anger. That, they've got some good songs.
Saint Anger!
In my neck, what is it saying? Anger gives no respect.
My balls
and my face. So that's cool. It's on his MySpace. I'm assuming it's Weird Al MySpace something comnet. Go check it out. Okay, here we go. Beating the odds, Fringe is officially a hit show. And has been ordered for a full season. What is that? Are you watching it?
Yes, I am watching it.
Are you enjoying it at all?
It's...
Oh, you're the one that hated it. That's right.
Yeah.
What are you comparing it to? Because it's pretty good TV.
I'm comparing it to Lost, because that's how it was fucking marketed to
Not
me.
Not just stop. No, I think we marketed it to you like that. I don't think they did.
They said J.J. Abrams. They did it to themselves, okay?
I guess.
Cloverfield was not a giant island chasing down people
what?
In New York.
He was, actually. Wait. He was on a giant island.
Big enough
he is
be.
The monster.
He had
from
it was stuck around his waist.
He's the smoke monster.
Yeah,
it's like when it was basically a giant monster that had a piece of toilet paper stuck to its foot.
Right,
which essentially was the island.
Wait, what? I really let's reshoot.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's on season four. Let's watch. We should go like recut Cloverfield to where when he's done, he gets back in the water and like crawls back onto the Lost Island. He's like, "Hey, Jack, Kate."
But he's got like a little
back
fake
in the
mustache
woods.
And like a little hat, like you know,
a trench coat.
Yeah, I was the guy in the back of the plane. You guys remember me? No,
I think he's an other. No, bro.
No,
he was totally with us.
A brother.
I got a hat.
Maybe a brother, not an other, bro.
The what?
Pass me one of them island beers. We don't have any island beers. Nah, I'm out. Back in the water.
Coconuts.
Going to Tokyo.
No.
You guys been, like, fermenting those coconuts or anything? Making any bathtub coconut gin?
Because
a brother could use some.
I've been watching a little bit of Fringe. I didn't watch this past week's, but it's not that bad if you throw everything out the window. deal with it.
This it's last not that week, bad if you ignore everything about it.
No,
really.
They're doing all right.
It's okay.
There's problems.
I'm giving it time to find its feet.
I'm ready for more pacing. Pacing.
Right.
I want it to speed up a little bit. In this last episode, which I think was number three or number four. Pacey is finally like, whoa, hang on. I think I believe some of this stuff. And I'm like, all right, dude, first of all, it took Scully 7 years and she still didn't believe anything. And the fact that you're getting it after four episodes, please, yes, thank you. Because I could not fucking stand another token skeptic that's like, I know the guy just shot his arm off like Voltron and then hovered away and then he had sex with a cow, but I don't think it's weird. I don't. No, it's all. You can explain all that.
There's rational logic all of
but
that.
But see, what I do like about the show was, it really is. If you just throw a little bit, give yourself a little bit of leeway, and it was funny because we brought this up a few podcasts back about shows that geeks would be upset about.
Yeah,
this should definitely be one of them because this is like,
I'll
just check the server machine and it has all the technology on there. We'll triangulate everything. And, you know, we'll figure it out. But it's like, okay, you know what? Fine. I'll deal with that. Because the flip side to that is the other doctor's like, I might be able to get that out of you, but you're going to have to, like, eat this brick of acid first.
And then get in an isolation tank and I'm going to shoot you full electricity.
That's cool. I like that.
You know what, though?
I like bricks of acid.
All the other episodes have been better than the pilot. The pilot left me like,
that's actually true.
Yeah. I could leave this quickly. After the pilot, I was like, if they canceled it tomorrow, I'd never care.
Well, yeah.
And now I'm interested.
Well, okay, if they canceled it tomorrow, I still wouldn't care.
I wouldn't care a lot.
The thing that they're still doing, and again, it's...
Wait, wasn't that the name of the Care Bears castle? Yes. Carolot?
Yes.
Was what?
Sorry, that just popped in my head.
Carolot?
Care Bears.
Well, Care Bears tear! Yeah, okay,
Jesus
that's...
Jesus Christ.
Sorry for the train wreck there.
The one thing that again...
I'm envisioning a cloud train wreck with decapitated Care Bears now.
And they're, like, bleeding rainbows. <Yes. laughs>
Like rainbow arteries that are just nicked.
Yeah. God damn, it's like a Saving Private Ryan moment. Yeah. Where like someone gets shot in the neck and they're trying to hold it and a rainbow's like coming out of it.
There's it's got to be like cotton and rainbows.
Yeah, it's clouds. It's fluff and rainbows.
Wow.
There's a doctor elbow deep in some Care Bear's leg searching for a vein. And rainbows are just shooting out everywhere. And then he lets it go, and the guy just rainbows out on the table.
Well,
there's nothing more we can do.
His color fades.
Yeah.
And it's very sad.
Oh, wow. He just turns to, like,
gray. That's kind
of
like Rainbow Bright. You're crossing Rainbow Bright with Care Bears.
Wow.
Anyway.
What were we talking about?
I don't remember.
Whatever it was better than Fringe.
Yeah.
It's so terrible.
So,
Shut up, Denise. You know, it was better than the conversation we had at lunch about dragons.
Yeah, what was that all about?
We actually had a serious conversation over lunch today about the normal everyday life of dragons.
I don't care.
We'll save it for the potion.
Yeah, let's not do that either because people pay for that. next thing.
No, but you missed sheep wontons.
Yeah.
Crispy sheep.
Yeah, come on.
You had to be there.
I'm sure we all would have had to. None of us were.
Actually, three of us were.
Oh, I'm speaking about the thousands of people listening to this that are completely lost right now.
Thousands. Come on.
Well, it used to be.
Come on.
It used to be before they got 3 hours long. Blade Runner 2. Which just made Josh laugh.
What? Why would you do that?
I don't know.
That movie ended. It was awesome.
The treatment's been in the works for 2 years. It's not been bought yet, but it's being talked about. It wants more life, fucker.
No.
It ain't done
it
yet.
Ain't
do they know that Harrison Ford is like a billion years old now?
I don't know if he'd even have to be in it.
Do they realize that we've reached that period? Like, isn't Blade Runner take place like in 2008 or something?
Listen,
or some
yeah,
shit?
We're past that.
We're like, it's just a movie of now.
This is on hecklerspray.com, and there's a, the guy's name is Travis Wright, who is one of the writers of Eagle Eye with
the
LaBeouf.
Fuck is Eagle Eye?
Wait, didn't that come
the
out this weekend?
Movie. And this is what they start off with.
Oh, the Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. They start off with, we've never met Travis Wright, but we imagine that he hates you. Otherwise, he wouldn't be deliberately provoking you like this. Yeah, there's almost no comment on that, because just why? Just fucking why? Why does every goddamn movie need a sequel? Movies that end well need sequels? Now, I'm talking about the director's cut.
Right.
Do you know that there are... I think there's something like... nearly a dozen different cuts of Blade Runner. It's like
probably.
Superman 2, but worse. It's well, the original theatrical release like made no goddamn sense at all. Because the studio was like, we don't get this. Add voiceover and fuck it up and change the ending. And then they've edited it and like Ridley Scott's had like two different director's cuts. Like there's an ultimate edition now.
Yeah, I've got it.
So that apparently
HD,
is
DVD,
it. That's
and
it.
It's beautiful.
That's the movie. Yeah, that's the wonderful. Only one you should watch.
There's actually five different versions of it on the HD DVD.
Well, then never
I've
mind.
I've only watched the one.
Never mind.
Can I have the floor for a minute?
Go ahead.
Oh, God.
Mr. Travis Wright.
Get serious here for a second.
Hey, asshole. Quit your shit. You fuck.
That's all.
That's it?
Okay. Well, good. Let's go ahead
I'm surprised that wasn't, like, urgent news interrupting your daily broadcast.
No, I'm moment. Like, kind of fucking pissed about that, actually.
Local asshole tries to fuck your shit up. Area cocksucker Travis Wright tries to ruin a beloved sci-fi movie franchise. More on this at 11.
I will eat your babies, bitch!
That's the wrong sound effect.
I need another beverage. Anybody? Anybody?
Yeah.
All right.
There's only Dr. Pepper in the fridge.
Oh, fuck that then.
Because you can't have my last Coke.
No, I want diet shit. I don't want diet. Pepper. Unless you can get me a half Coke and a half diet Coke.
I'm not doing that.
Do me a half iced tea, half Dr. Pepper. Lemon twist. So, yeah, don't do that, America. Don't
piss me off.
Any more than you already have.
Fuck.
Okay, this is just kind of a tech note here. Josh needs to be here for this.
Let's go to the one after that.
That's sort of the same thing.
Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stone article is that... this is kind of an over story already, but iTunes, all the record companies were like, look, Steve Jobs, you cocksucker. It's $1 a song, and we're only getting like 48 cents of it. We want like 99.3 cents. And he goes, hey, guess what, bitches? I'll take iTunes away. What do you think about that? Fuck you. And he just closes the door and leaves. And they're like, oh, because we actually do sell a lot, almost all of it. Is sold through
so,
iTunes.
So yeah, you don't want to do that, but you will listen to us.
Cocksuckers.
Where are you?
Yeah.
Why did you leave the room?
Yeah, he comes back later and he's like, so, you know, it's so time to think about this.
So I'm eating a sandwich. You guys are still here?
Yeah.
I'm Steve fucking Jobs. I'm practically Iron Man.
Hey,
check this out.
I invented the iPhone. You heard of it?
Pulls out an iPhone from his chest.
Yeah.
Like Iron Man. Yeah, I made this.
This powers me. This will be out in 2011. What do you have? So, the iPhone Heart replacement. That's just one of the apps from the App Store. It's $2. Runs your nervous system.
Wow.
So,
go Apple.
Anyway, we were talking about how Jobs threatened to take away iTunes if the record companies didn't stop bitching about getting more money, which I thought was an awesome, I'm taking my ball and going home.
Yeah.
Except I'm taking my multi-billion dollar money machine and going home.
Yeah. Oh, you guys don't have one?
Oh, sorry. All the other ones you tried failed? Oh, Best Buy just bought Napster and no one gives a shit? Oh, sorry. Guess you can go suck it. Oh, MSN shut down their music store? Oh, fuck you.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm still hip and cool.
Yeah, more music.
Oh, and by the way, I beat cancer.
Top that. Oosh. I beat it with my iPhone Heart. More music is sold via iTunes than anywhere else. I mean, it may not last forever, but it's number one. I mean, as of today's comic, Walmart has stopped trying to sell DRM music. It's just ridiculous. So,
Walmart went all DRM free.
Yeah,
they?
But they're not fixing all the tracks you already bought.
Welcome
that's
to
the
Costco.
Thing.
Oh yeah, no, that's bullshit.
No, that's just funny because you should have known better. But I don't know. I like Steve. That's good attitude. Okay, next thing. This is a little tech story from Gizmodo. We are one step closer, my friends, to the Sexamotron.
Oh.
Somebody has developed a force feedback in-air force field that allows you to touch things that aren't there.
Is this the thing where they have the piece of paper that moves?
Yes.
That's like 4 months old.
You know what? It made the internet today.
It was on the internet 4 months ago.
Whatever. All I'm saying is if that can move a piece of paper, it can feel like a boob.
Too bad.
Or you can put your dick in it.
Yeah. If it can move paper, maybe it can move your dick.
That's going to make... Actually, it's going to make our lives as we become parents in the distant future?
Though I already am.
You walk in on your kid.
You don't count yet.
And you have the kid, you know, who's like using his hand in the bathroom. Now you're going to walk into some kid fucking air. This is...
Oh, God.
This no, because it'll be clearly labeled. Put your dick in here. This is the dick hole for having sex with Princess Leia. This is what you how you do it. And you'd be like, if it was your boy, you'd be like, fucking A. Go at it, son. Get that pregnant instead of your little girlfriend, please. They don't have any money to raise another child.
Now I'm going to Walmart. You guys need
buy
anything?
Some music.
Yeah.
Need some...
A 12-pack of Sexamotrons.
Yeah.
What are they, like, one use only?
Yeah, no. Well, let's just say that their shelf life is...
limited.
You can't return them. I'll tell you that much. This didn't get me off. Like, you can't return dildos. You can't return things that you put your dick in either, I guess. Internet number next. All right. I'm probably going to get some shit for this.
Sweet.
At the table and... elsewhere, but just go watch Terminator, Sarah Connor Chronicles. Just watch it, because you're about to cancel it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's got, like, a mere weeks left before they make the decision.
Eh.
It's
you watched it, didn't you?
I do.
It's good.
And I enjoy it, but
sci-fi
I don't
TV.
Like it.
It is good sci-fi TV.
Does that make
I
sense?
Actually like Sarah now. I hated her.
Whoa. I can forgive almost anything else in the show. She is still a terrible Sarah Connor.
No, she's gotten better.
She still isn't Sarah Connor.
Well,
like maybe that's her name
right for
technically.
That show. She's right for that
no.
show.
No. Well, Linda Hamilton. Wait, is that her name? I'm blanking. Yeah.
Originally, yeah. It was. Yes.
Yeah, she was a stone cold bitch.
This lady's kind of a cunt.
No. She well, hey, she's got language. Like she has sand in her vagina.
I would agree with that. This woman's kind of a cunt. Sorry. God.
So it's like
but
a cold
PC.
Metal vagina. Yeah, something. I don't know.
Clamp.
Summer Glau's got one of those.
That's terrible.
Oh, John sneaks in her room one night and he's like, hey, baby, you wanna? And she's like, yes, John Connor, copulate with me. Penis removal complete. She's like Knight Rider. She has a
yeah, and then
dick
shoves
removal.
It in the glove compartment of yeah. Knight Rider.
Yeah. I just watch it. Just well, fucking watch it.
Here's the thing is
it's
this,
got robots.
Is this a show that should have been on sci fi?
No, it's a show they should not be putting up against Monday Night Football.
It's a show...
Well, yeah, sure, but...
That's why I never seen
it's a show about the fucking annihilation of the human race.
Is It sounds
it
like
It shouldn't be on network TV. It yeah, should be on fucking HBO or Showtime.
Well, it sounds like it should be on
no,
sci-fi.
It's not good enough for those.
No, it should be good enough for those. That's what the problem is. Terminator and Terminator 2
show.
Are fucking epic sci-fi that's masterpieces.
True. This is very much, yes, with... plot holes that you can drive a fucking Terminator through.
And the best part so, about this is that the plot holes in the TV show make those look like fucking tiny...
It's because the premise is inherently flawed.
Your face is inherently flawed.
If you're going to do a Terminator story, you really do have to turn your brain off because there are so many flaws when you start talking about it's based on time travel. You can't do anything about time travel.
You know, I'm just waiting for Back to the Future of the series.
Oh, God.
They already had a cartoon.
The cartoon
yeah,
was awesome.
It was ridiculous.
I loved it. What were the name of the two boys? Like Jules and Vern?
Jules
is that right?
And Vern.
Yeah,
they had a time-traveling train and Einstein the dog. And Doc would be like, Jules, Vern, I've got to go to the store and I'm going to be gone for 4 hours. Don't mess with the time machines. And they're like, okay, Dad. Time machine. Scram. 88 miles an hour, bro. And then
it turned into a ride at Universal Studios.
Yes.
That was totally lame.
They go fuck with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
The one that Eric broke. He didn't break, but...
Oh, that's right. He was too tall, so they thought he was standing up.
Yeah, well, because he put his hand like out the window onto the roof because he had nothing else to hold on because he was too big for it.
And then
I sense flesh.
Yeah, the sensors were like...
they were like...
The two hydraulics turned off.
The things that kind of shake it.
Yeah.
Not as good as like a low rider in like South Central.
No,
it's just,
I've yeah. made better.
Okay. So that's it for internet. And
I have audio
go.
Internet of the
go.
Week.
Next.
Okay. Do we all know who Bobby Kennedy is?
The brother Kennedy?
Right. Who was shot in the
Is that
kitchen?
Like the brother Grimm?
Yeah.
And they made a movie about him. Okay, so we know who he is. Okay, so he had a
the
son.
Guy that made Billy Beer. Whatever. Oh, wait, no, that was a different one.
No. So he has a son, Robert Kennedy Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So his dad was assassinated. Okay, here's audio of... He was on the Today Show? Yeah. With, what's that guy's name? Matt Lauer. So listen to this audio. You tell me what's wrong with this audio.
Okay. Robert Kennedy Jr. is well known as the son of former Attorney General and Senator Robert F. Kennedy, and also as an environmental lawyer and Democratic activist. But you may not know that he's also an author of children's books. His latest work is a Civil War history book for kids. It's called Robert Smalls, The Boat Thief. Robert Kennedy Jr., good morning. Good to have you back.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
I want to talk about the book in a second because I love the story. I really do. But can I first ask, how's your dad doing? I mean, your uncle. I'm sorry, I just said dad. I confused myself.
He's in great shape.
He's era dead. He was era shot.
Last time I checked,
hot.
Era.
We put him in a coffin.
Yeah, that was
6 feet under.
That was live television fail.
Nice.
At his
Oh, that was so good.
For his funeral, we had a party platter.
You should see the look.
I'm in a coffin with a dead guy.
Yeah.
Who's on the forum? Because if you see the video of this,
that's bad.
Robert Kennedy has a look of like absolute disgust on his face. Like,
hey, how's your dad?
You know how my dad is with a big ass hole in his chest? That's how my dad is.
He should have asked the question like, "So, how's your dad?" Like, punch him in the arm. Dead dad. Wah wah. How's your Uncle John? Oh, sorry. My God, dude.
That's two in a row.
Okay, have you heard about the video technique where it's not even like special? Someone does it by hand, but if there's shaky footage, they scan every single frame in, and then they basically determine a center point, and then manually line up every frame with the center point
To unshaky it.
Right. So the frames get all different sizes, and there's the edges look crazy, but the middle looks right.
Still on.
Oh, no, I guess not. The internet's died like four times this week, today. Hang on a second. Okay, we're back. Internet death equals...
What were we talking about?
Dead things. I was talking about that in particular. Somebody did that with the Zapruder film. They unshaky cammed
right.
it. Oh, dude.
And?
Oh, dude. It is the most gruesome
Correct.
Fucking thing. I mean...
Would you say it was more or less violent than a headshot in Brothers in Arms, Hell's Highway?
Which is available in stores now.
Wait, is that available now?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Okay, more?
really?
Dude, okay. Everyone is aware of the pink mist. Sure, there's the pink mist. Half of his skull falls off, and most of his brains fall out onto his face.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
And it's just unfucking believable.
Do you have this footage? Is this like on YouTube?
It's on YouTube, dude.
Oh, seriously?
It is out there.
Woo.
It's for the public. It's for the internet to enjoy. So, moving on to vice presidential debate talk. I assume everyone's seen it last night?
No.
No?
I didn't want to watch it.
Why?
It was going to be too aggravating. And I didn't.
Did anyone watch it besides me?
Also, I went shopping.
America!
She went and helped the economy. No, I watched it.
Josh?
Sorry, I was watching
Did you watch
Zapruder
the vice
film.
Presidential debate?
Oh, I watched most of it. I fell asleep. Repeatedly during
it certainly wasn't riveting, but this is here. There's a small point that I want to make. Afterwards, every major news outlet seemed to agree. Biden won the debate, but Sarah Palin gets just massive kudos for doing so much better than expected. And I'm like, what? She didn't throw up, or she didn't shit her pants or anything. I mean, that's like, you know, at the end of the Special Olympics or something. Like, oh, these retarded children, just they're so brave. They're doing much better than...
I think I kind of knew that going in, which is why, sort of to Denise, I'll give her some credit, because I knew going in that no matter what happened, the Republicans were going to come out going like, no, she didn't,
She's nope. awesome.
She did kick ass.
She's awesome.
Yep. Nope. 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 You guys can't. Nope. 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 You know,
and again,
it's going to be the kid, whatever. And I'll come out and say it. That, I mean, like, it, big shock here, but fuck the Republicans.
Aww.
Oh, hey.
And fuck their policies. And God damn it, what the fuck were they thinking? I was listening to NPR on the way home.
It was a backfire. It's a backfired stunt. They're too deep in now. The election's a month away. They didn't know it was going to be like this.
Dude, I was listening.
Oh, shit, I have to register.
I was listening to.
You're almost out of time.
You're actually out of time. Today was the last day.
No, it wasn't. So Monday. Oh, some states was today. Or tomorrow.
I think Texas was today.
No, Texas is on Monday.
Okay. Well, you better get on that shit.
Her procrastination is well planned.
No, I thought I was, and then I checked, and it turns out I'm not.
I was listening to NPR, and this guy, well, because like NPR, they were doing the post-game show or whatever you want to call it. And they were like at, I don't know, they were somewhere in St. Louis at some university. So they have a number for Republicans to call in, for Democrats to call in, and Independents to call in. Now, granted, anybody can call it whatever. You know, it's not like they can give you an ID number that says, sure, I'm a Republican. But this guy called in, and he was a Republican, and he's like, so all I have to say is I'm really disappointed that my party has picked her as the running mate. He's like, I have no confidence in her. I really... I'm having a hard time voting for my party. And he's like, I feel like I have to vote for my party, but at the same time, I just don't know what the hell's going on.
It's very, very clear what they're doing. They're basically saying, and to be perfectly fair and honest, Obama's campaign did the exact same thing. They tried to get someone to balance out the perceived negative points of their candidate. So people look at Obama that are not comfortable voting for somebody with a funny last name and dark skin, they go, hey, guys, hey, don't worry about it. We got an old white guy. If he ever steps out of line, we have an old white guy. So come on, you can vote for us. If you're undecided, an old white guy, like politics, like you're used to.
Yeah, but this is where I have to sort of disagree in the sense of, like, they may have picked the old white guy, but they picked the old white guy who knows how to get shit done.
No, I'm not saying it was a bad choice. I am saying that the Obama campaign knew that under no circumstances are we going to pick Hillary or anyone else to shake this shit up. If we're going to have a chance, we've got to reassure the people that are undecided. And that's the only people that matter. Because Democrats are going to vote, they're decided as soon as the nominee's picked. Republicans are going to vote regardless. I mean, if they didn't say the name of the candidate, party voting Republicans are going to vote regardless. Doesn't matter who it is.
Right.
So... Well, the middle of the road people that really don't know who they're going to vote for yet, they have to not scare them. And so people are scared that McCain's old, McCain's blah, 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 is not new. That we want to bring in undecided younger people. So they bring in this woman that they think the benefit is going to be that she talks just like America. She talks just like the stupidest people in America. Yeah. And you should want elitism in government. You should want people smarter than you running the country. And her big fucking thing, during the debates, she said, oh, God, gosh darn it, Joe, you can tell how outside Washington I am, because I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't even know how you guys play this game. But what? That means you're unqualified. You're saying, that's like walking into a job interview and going, now, I don't know anything about this industry or what you guys do, but gosh darn it, I'm going to do my best. It's not good enough.
Wink,
and this,
wink.
But see, that's... Oh, well, there was a lot of winking at the camera. It was very uncomfortable.
Oh, God.
some lady called in on the NPR show, and she's like, well... And I shit you not. Like, I'm not making up or exaggerating too much, where she was like, well, you know, I just... I don't know. I don't know. All I know is that I feel like I can relate with her. I have to vote from my heart, and... my heart is with her, and
maybe it, as a friend.
Well, and that's the thing. And then, like,
not as a commander and fucking chief.
The guy who was like running the show on NPR or whatever, he was like, "Well, what did you think about her her policies towards like Pakistan and Iran?"
Oh, she doesn't know where that is.
And the lady's like, "Well, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on over there, and I mean, I don't know. She seems like she knows where I'm coming from." And this is why I hate politics, because I wanted to reach into the phone and just try to somehow abortion that fucking old woman because she is the problem. And that's why
she's not a terrible choice for kind of people.
And that's what's wrong with so many things. Like
they can't. Sarah Palin can come out and say, "I'm just like you. I'm small town America," which you are not. She's worth millions. She is quite wealthy. And five or 20 times last night, she's like, "I'm just a regular, down to earth, working mom. You know, American values, small town America." No, fuck you.
Don't forget Main Street.
You've got millions of dollars. You don't know what it's like. Maybe you used to, but you don't anymore. You don't represent me.
The soccer games that she's at, where they're kicking gold soccer balls around with
fuck you crazy
with into like silk nets. What are you talking about?
And then the best part is Joe Biden. Now, again, I'm not like, I'm a super fan of Joe Biden. He is running with my candidate, so I'm going to look for ways to support him. Obviously, great. But if you had to pick an old white guy, I like this guy so far. He as opposed to McCain saying he's a straight talker, Biden talks and says things that he means, and he doesn't pull any punches. And he's not very charismatic, but he certainly has 30 years of experience, and I appreciate that. He knows what he's talking about when he speaks about foreign leaders and about policies. All he's been doing is a good job. He's not maybe the best candidate ever, but at least he knows what the fuck he's talking about. And so,
is he a maverick?
He's not. It's the best part. And Palin, all last night, you should see the reports the next day. She got like half of John McCain's policies wrong. She got several U.S. and world leaders' names wrong. She thinks that the vice president's in charge of the Senate. And it's not.
No.
And Joe Biden told her to her face. And
he had
some pretty good jabs. He had some pretty good jabs.
There were a couple of times where he was like, you don't even know how wrong you are.
Yeah, he was being respectful wonderful. And sometimes and other times not. But, like, for instance, where she didn't answer any of the questions, it was so obvious she didn't understand the questions.
Well, yeah, she would be like, let me go back to something I do know.
Yeah. No, let me go back to my talking points.
Energy country.
Energy, point. John McCain can win a war. Garsh.
Garsh.
So, like, goofy. So,
but my state made energy.
We're energy contributors. That question was, do you prefer, high waters or bell bottoms? My country, my state, energy, John McCain, war, hero, economy, America. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, the funny thing was, one of the main questions that she completely just skipped was, what is one of the issues? I might be confusing two questions, but one of the questions was, what's an opinion that you've had to change experience?
The thing was, what policies do you think you're going to have to change, seeing that we're in our economic crisis? Like,
there was two questions. One of them was, when would you have to change to like go across the aisle and get people to work with you? Another one, though, was, what is one thing that you did change as opposed from your experience that you realized you were wrong?
Oh, well, yeah.
She answers the question by going, my state, I'm there with the energy, and I'm having all of it with all of the, working class and then Main Street. And then also, moms, I'm single mom, and like, and she does that for like about 90 seconds. And then Joe Biden goes, to answer the question, one of the things that I changed, and he tells a little story about how he, unfortunately, I really felt like he could have told a more poignant story, but the story was about how you should elect justices to the Supreme Court, and I think it probably went over most people's heads, but at least he answered the fucking question, and he answered all of the questions, and even when he was coming, all he would do was answer it in two sentences just so he could get a rebuttal off. Like, she would get something wrong about McCain.
Oh, yeah.
And he would go, hang on, let me answer this question real quick. All right, this, that, and the other, that's my stance. Now, God damn it, McCain did not vote that way.
Right.
Learn more about your fucking candidate. And she's like, oh, Joe, I didn't even, okay, I'm smiling.
Yeah.
Look at my cheeks. I love you, America.
Biden is a master debater.
God damn it.
That was not a debate.
You've been waiting.
No.
A debate requires two
people.
Wanted to say that.
Well, there's two things. A, I wanted to just say that. And B,
most importantly.
He's a master debater in the sense
God
of
damn
like.
It.
That was the other reason. He knows how to like trap people in a debate. Like, they were on three or four occasions, if I can remember correctly, he set it up so that she could put her foot in her mouth. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to go and call you out on that wrong.
And a few times she would go, I guess I'm just going to have to, you know, leave it up to everybody to call up the video clips when this is over, Joe, because I just don't see it that way. I just don't agree.
Yeah, and
she actually said, say it ain't so, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you've been holding on to that one. That's written at the top of one of her note cards. Cute things to say. Say it ain't so, Joe.
Dumbass.
Fucking moron.
Yeah, I don't think we should talk too much about this, because it's just going to make me angry. I'm going to end up like jumping over the table.
Well, okay.
I've already tuned out on this end of the table. I just don't care.
It's important.
It is important, and I'd like to say, and this is non-official hijinks ensue, but
okay.
Fucking vote Democrat. Don't vote Republican.
I don't want to say vote Democrat. I just want to say absolutely. Vote for Obama. No, it's people. It's not parties. It's people.
Vote Democrat.
Okay.
Just do it.
Do you realize how many times last night she said, look, guys, she would skip the question. Sarah Palin, what's your favorite color? Guys, you have got the choice on November 4th, gosh, to where, you know, you can vote for the ticket.
Let's all rally that is up for, together.
This is the best part. Five times. You can vote for the ticket that's for jobs, that's for the economy, that's for oil independence, and that's for the environment, or you can vote for Obama. What the fuck are you talking about? You can vote for the party that does not want to murder children at their birthday parties while they're riding the pony.
In front of all their friends.
Or you can vote for Obama. And it was all just horse shit. But one thing I want to bring up here is the Sarah Palin debate flowchart that they posted on Daily Kos.
That was so good.
I'm going to read a couple of the... here, I'll post this in the forum.
You can't read it. It's
no, I'm going to read a couple of the decisions. It's way too non-linear. No, I'm going to read a couple of the chart decisions. That she could have followed. Number one, you're asked a question. Repeat the question to buy yourself time. Is that question on your index cards? No. Oh shit. Do you know anything about this topic? Go to yes. No? No, I actually don't. No. Oh shit. And then that one just goes in a circle forever. you never get out of the oh shit. One of the other options after oh shit is do you have a card that is vaguely related? Yes. Then recite the notes from that index card, and then it finishes with, oh my god, you're such a good debater. Do something really cute. Yeah. Has it been 90 seconds yet? Say John McCain is a maverick. Has it been 90 seconds yet? Say John McCain's a maverick. So the funny thing was, you know, Biden obviously was reading a few statements, but he was speaking off the top of his head for most of it. Which you get when you've done something for long enough. You can just talk about it without being nervous.
He did have, like, right there at the end, he, like, choked up a little bit. Kind of had a...
Yeah, he brought up...
That was cry it was moment. Almost an
that
Aaron...
Cry moment. That did was, you think that was fake? I thought it was fake.
No. No, I don't think so.
No,
think
because so? I think there is such a serious change for... a change for need. There's a need a for serious change. Need for
Hope.
Change.
Yeah.
Because... Never. And I really believe that, like, they want to make sure that... I think... I don't want to say they're desperate, but they're, like, so, like... pouring everything out to the people, say, like, please, America, don't be retarded.
Don't fuck this up.
Don't be retarded.
But people still support Bush. People voted for him twice.
I know.
They support him today. And our children will read in their history books that there was a very dark time in America where we had the worst presidency in human history. And this was it. And I
think that actually...
People support it.
Well, no, and here's the thing. If you're asking about, do I think he was really choked up? I really do believe so because, like, we want to be, you know, I want to work at ILM. That's my dream. And you want to have a webcomic that you can do forever. These guys really do want to feel that they've made a difference.
I'm worried they're not going to be able to.
Well, no, but I think that they actually get choked up because they realize how fucked up things are right now.
Well, what he was getting choked up about was he was playing the card of, don't come at me with I'm a single or I'm a working mother, I'm a mom, I'm middle class America. He said, my family died.
Well, I know.
Fucker, and then I raised two boys, okay? The best part was right after that. I really appreciated this because she's pulling I'm middle America, I'm a mom, soccer mom, moose, whatever. He goes, yeah,
hockey
I'm
hockey mom.
He goes,
on a moose?
Nobody even plays hockey down here.
Because he says, I'm a lot better off than almost everyone in America. And I'm like, thank you for fucking saying that. Someone come out. John McCain, come out and say you've got 22 houses. You don't relate to me. You're not watching The Daily Show on a rooms-to-go sofa.
You have 22 houses, you pig fucker.
Yeah.
You can't. Dude. I don't expect you to relate to me, but nobody, don't pretend to.
Nobody in this room is watching The Daily Show on her room's to-go sofa.
Whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
Actually, I have to get mine back.
Yeah.
Pretty soon.
Oh, you missed your last rental payment?
Yeah.
It's weekly. It's $48 a week.
Yeah. Actually, it's $62 because I've been late and the...
They upped the charges after that.
No, it's got a moving like late fee cost.
Yeah,
on
it's a rolling late fee.
Right.
It sucks.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, I think the guy was genuine. And I think he did get choked up because, like I said, he wants to make a difference, and he realizes that, you know, this is his way of making a difference. And I think everybody needs to not fucking be retarded and for the right person here.
Let's end it on a couple of real quick links about this then. Hustler is making a porno called Nailin Palin.
Oh, what?
I support that 100%.
Nice. Did anybody see the fake sex tape with her?
No, but I saw
it was pretty funny. It was on College Humor, I think. Oh. I'll find it later.
Yeah, I'm going to echo what Monkey Bart says in the... in the forum here, I think it was calculated, honest emotion, but the tearing up was a move. I think so, too. I don't think he would cry.
I don't think
he would cry after this long. I think that was planned.
This is just what I believe, but I really think that that was like a honest to goodness tear up because he's not going to run for president like after this. I mean, he's pretty old. This is probably his one and only chance to get this. So he feels like this is, I need to make a difference. And
well, okay, but again, the tears were about his dead family, not about politics.
I know, but it is. Because he's talking about, like, I am coming from a shitty situation, and I'm trying to do what I can for you guys, the American public. Okay. And if you really get behind that, you know, with the charging with the American flag, like, I could see where you could get choked.
Speaking of getting behind, Nailin Palin... is something I'm
you just wanted to say that
wholeheartedly supporting.
Yeah.
You're a real hooker.
The last thing is that John McCain owns the domain voteforthemilf.com.
John McCain owns that?
Yes.
Shut up.
Wait. Did he buy it off of somebody else and then like clear it out?
Let's
he
see.
Had to.
From the time this article was published until 3:34 p.m., 9:29:08, the redirect pointed to johnmccain.com, as explained in the video. The redirect had received about 120,000 clicks. Blah, 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 blah. The redirect has been changed to go to Google.
Yeah, I just checked it.
The redirect has been changed to go to Wikipedia. Maybe he doesn't own it, but let's pretend he does.
He totally owns
it. Hear that, Internet? No, I thought maybe they bought it because, like, someone else had it.
Some jackass frat boy who went to, like, I don't know, some Harvard.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that went up about 2 hours after they announced Palin.
Right. And then the very last thing. Did you guys hear about the Obama iPhone app?
Yeah, what? That's kind of crazy.
Apparently it's really well done.
Yeah,
and,
it is.
What is it?
They developed an app. For the Obama campaign.
Right. It's a campaign helping application.
You install it, and of course you get all your Obama news and whatnot. But then It also goes through your phone book, organizes it by state, and then tells you who is in a state that Obama needs to win.
Oh, shut up. Wow.
Yeah.
So that if you want to start calling people for support, it like turns everyone into a campaigner.
Right.
That's and apparently it keeps slick. It works.
Yeah, you use it to actually call your friends, and then after you make the call, like it presents you with options for like... how did the call go? So it actually keeps track of, like, did this person say that they were undecided still or if they were voting for Obama? And it, like, categorizes everybody in your...
See, that's why you vote for that man.
Yeah,
he's all about technology.
They get it. That's kind of weird.
He's a fucking robot.
It's very slickly put together. It looks really
nice. And then
nice.
Someone's like, Mr. McCain, are you aware of the Obama campaign's iPhone app? The who with the... is this on the Tron? Phonograph? Steam engine.
I've got my wax cylinders still.
I've been listening to Edison wax cylinders. Oh, here's the new one. Oh, that makes me want to shake my legs. For dancing.
For dancing?
For dancing. In sort of a jaunty fashion.
The what?
And we're an hour and 6 in, so we're going to move on to mail sack. Mail sack.
Already an hour?
Yeah. We're doing pretty good, actually.
We had a meltdown somewhere in there, so...
No, that doesn't count the meltdown because he stopped it.
Well, I know, but I'm saying...
No, we're running late because you fuckers started, like,
crying about the sand in your vagina about how the debates went.
Man, it sucks to be concerned about the country and the shitstorm that we're living in right now.
Suckers. It totally does on this supposed to be entertaining webcomic.
Hey, it's going on right now.
Thing.
This is what we're living. You know what?
I'm just giving you shit.
Fuck up, because these people need to be concerned about this shit. Not everything is Tron and Battlestar, dude. Because there ain't going to be no goddamn Battlestar if you don't have any fucking money.
He's baiting you, and you totally took it.
Dude. Right, I'm just playing along.
Well, actually, it's because Battlestar's not on TV.
Josh
right
is a masturbator, yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
True words. Really good at that.
Truer words, Joel.
Totally true.
First question.
Because of the fucking interest, fiend. It'll be worth billions of dollars.
What?
Aren't you forgetting something?
No.
What?
Oh, the middle of the show? I figured I'd move along. Hijinks and Sue is brought to you by hijinksandsue.com. Check out hijinksandsue.com/donations if you want to support the podcast.
I think we froze again.
God damn it. I see it. Oh, it's back. It was a quick one. It was a quickie.
So quickie. Oh, okay.
Let's do a live on-air like commercial.
Fuck dead. It! We'll do it live! It's dead.
It is dead?
Yeah, it's disconnected. Connecting. People can still type, but the video's dying.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, well. This will be on the recording, so it doesn't matter. Hijinks and Sue/donations. If you want to support Hijinks and Sue, then please, for the love of God, consider donating, subscribing, or going to hijinksandsue.store.com. Pick up a shirt or a print. You know, no one's been buying prints in like a long time. I don't know if they know they're not there or if they think they're not available.
Hey,
I don't know.
Help out the economy there.
Stimulate my economy.
Invest in small business.
I gotta find a part-time job.
That's what I'm saying. Please invest in small business.
This is my last month of experiment freedom because I have to find a job before the end of this month. So, there's that.
Happy Halloween.
So anyway, yeah. Oh, that'd be a good job. Professional trick-or-treater.
Wow.
A candy for salary? For
yes.
Your candy
yes,
for
I'd be fine.
M&M's all, in
just
your
be a man whore. You can call
I'd be pulling my teeth out like
trick.
Charlie.
Oh, God.
How does it keep happening, dude?
That was so disgusting. That was really disturbing
I
to
love
watch.
The look on his face. Like,
this is going to
oh,
hurt.
Another one.
This is going to hurt. So just...
Oh.
Oh,
that just came right out.
Didn't hurt at all. So watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Stimulate the economy by watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I don't know how that stimulates
okay,
the economy.
Okay, we're back, it looks like.
Yeah, we're back. I know.
Whatever.
Whatever. First question. I need to resort these. This is an okay one, and it probably will be pretty quick because I don't even know what's coming out. What movie do you know you're going to hate, but you will see it anyway? That comes from Sean.
How about a movie that I don't know for certain, but I have a pretty good idea. That's going to be the Max Payne movie.
Oh, that's going to be terrible.
I'm so sure
you're gonna
it's going to
like
be...
it though. You personally are going to like it. You have a way of doing that.
No.
Where normal people like me can't watch shit and enjoy it.
Shut up.
You know, that's...
I'm so scared for that movie.
I don't know what the summer lineup has coming.
I only pay attention to, like, good movies that I'm going to go see. So I don't, you know, I don't know.
Mine was going to be the newest Mummy movie, but I haven't seen that yet.
It's terrible. Why would you...
It has Jet Li in it.
The trailer was more than enough to tell.
Dude, go see.
That was going to be a flaming pile of shit.
It has a countryman in it.
I can almost answer this question in that I can almost guarantee that before the end of time, I will probably at least see on DVD that Dragon Ball movie.
I saw that trailer today.
Terrible.
Oh my God.
I think it would make a good shitty movie night. It looks abysmal.
I haven't seen the trailer and I don't know if I want to.
At work, my intern, like, tapped me on the shoulder this morning. He's like, dude, you have to check this out. There's a new trailer for this movie. And I turned around and it was that.
Yeah.
And I verbally reprimanded him for it.
Yeah, you're
for bringing it to
you're
my
you're
attention.
You're getting a write-up.
I was like,
go on your
no.
File.
I actually told him he was not allowed to talk about
Dragon
Ball.
The trailer was as boring as three episodes of Dragon
Turn
Ball
and face
where they're
the wall,
charging
intern.
For three episodes.
Wow.
You know what would be a really good project for anybody out there with a lot of free time? Take porn and replace it with Dragon Ball
it's
grunts.
It's probably already happened.
Replace all the audio. So it's just like... Yeah.
Well, while we were talking about it this morning...
I wonder if he's going to charge.
Is Piccolo green in the movie?
No, he's white. He's James Marsters and he's white. It's Spike with a big head. Whatever. It's retarded.
Oh, are you serious?
Anyway.
It looks terrible.
We were talking about it this morning after we all saw the trailer, and we were trying to figure out if it was actually going to be like 15 minutes of straight footage of someone just like, oh, what is this power level? It's over 9,000! And then we decided that would probably only be in the director's cut.
If his power gets any higher, it's going to explode the earth.
It's like 8 hours of that in the director's cut.
The director's
cut is 4 days long. It comes on a 200 Blu-ray set.
I would, goddamn, I would just pull my fucking ass through my mouth. I would go insane.
What is it they say in Sunny?
How do you pull your ass through your mouth?
What?
Because I'm pretty sure you could get paid a lot for that porn.
They're trying to set up Mac's dad. It's like, and he told me he's going to eat my ass.
He's going to eat my butt. he's going to eat my butt, and I'm going to eat Charlie's butt.
He's going to rape my butt until, like, there's stink all over the wall.
Until there's stink all over the room.
Oh, stink all over the room.
And then I'm going to eat your butt, and then my stomach, your butt is going to be in my stomach.
And it's going to be full of butt.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
Oh, that was so confusing and on the stand, and then he pulls out the little voice recorder and just click.
Click.
It was so bad.
So beautiful. Watch Always Sunny.
Please.
Next.
More. Just to add, I know I've been able to avoid the Indiana Jones movie.
Oh, God.
It's coming out on DVD soon.
Oh, it's so bad.
And I've still been able to avoid it.
It's not worth watching as a bad movie. It's just depressing.
I'm not going to see it.
I haven't watched it, and I don't plan on seeing it.
I'm not going to see
it. I'm just making it public on the record that I'm very proud of the fact that...
It was... Okay.
I've been
clean. I saw it in the theater, and then it happened...
Oh,
and then I felt like somebody had touched me in the bad place. Oh. And then the credits rolled, and I it was
and
so
didn't
confusing.
Enjoy it?
I have another
it was
one.
A very confusing.
I have another one. I bet I'm going to add Speed Racer to my Netflix queue.
I actually do want to see that.
I bet I'm going to add. I bet I'm just going to see
it's
it.
Not
you know
too
what?
Bad, actually.
Every single review I read was it is fucking ridiculous, but it was fun to watch.
Right, that's what I've heard. Like, as long as you don't take it too seriously.
Maybe. I have a problem with that, so maybe, I don't know. I bet I'll see it before the end of time. Nickman says, in what other country would you most like to live? Alternatively, in what other city in the U.S. would you like to live?
Oh.
Chicago.
Yes.
Actually, I wouldn't have...
That's the answer to both.
Chicago, yes. Chicago would be good. I could live there.
I'm going there next week.
Oh, yeah.
Come back, please.
But countries?
Maybe Seattle.
Hopefully they're hiring.
I'd say Seattle.
Yeah, I don't know about all that rain. I liked it that one time.
I like dreary weather, so I actually wouldn't mind it.
I like it okay, too.
Yeah, I like dressing in long sleeves,
too. Could
you
go cut yourself some more or something?
No, like, I just like dreary
your
weather.
Bangs.
Are you only happy when it rains?
Yes.
Is that what's going
I'm
on
also,
here?
Oh, and you're the queerest of the queer, so we're all garbage songs.
Wow.
Does that make...
Stupid girl. Yes, absolutely. Did they have a song about laziness?
I don't remember the Mexican song.
No,
what
I
was the...
music for this. You keep going.
What country? What country? That's hard.
Anywhere with socialized medicine.
Where?
Have you ever seen... I know that his movies are extremely skewed, and you have to take them with a grain of salt, but have you ever seen Sicko?
Yeah, it was depressing.
No. That was so fucking depressing, because it was right after I lost my job and we lost our health insurance. And the fact that people were walking into French hospitals, having major surgeries, and leaving with no bills... And then, like, mothers were given, like, a year full paid time off to have a baby. Half paid by the state and half paid by their job. And if you needed help with the baby after it was born, the government sends someone to, like,
nanny.
Wash
yeah.
your clothes and shit while you have a baby. And, like, it was and then the best fucking part was there was a French doctor who lived in a... it was a British doctor. Lived in a million-pound loft.
Yeah.
And they said, how much do you make? And he said, I make about 80,000 pounds, you know. And they were like, that's about $160,000. And now it's even more. He made like a quarter million. So whatever it was, he made about $250,000. And they go, and how much is that? You know, how? It's like, oh, it's about, you know, it's about £1 million, you know. And he's like, now in America, you could make a lot more. I mean, because, you know, doctors make shit more because, you know, they charge so much. He's like, yeah, but who needs all that? And I'm like,
yeah,
it's fucking exactly. You're rich. You make as much as the wealthiest 1% and you live in a beautiful home. You don't need... He said something like, he already had two cars. Like, what does he need anymore? You know? And I'm like, God damn it. And they're still able to provide excellent health care. And
my sister just called you an angry American.
I guess.
Well,
I'm angry about that for goddamn sure.
I've never been to another country outside of Canada and Mexico.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
I know. Well, I've never been.
I'm like biting you on my lip so hard.
So it's hard for me to say because I if you, I wanted to live somewhere else, like I know of outsourcing studios like that make art.
Don't think about jobs. Think about where you live.
Like, well, no. But they talk about where they live because one of the studios worked on Gears of War. They actually worked with us when we made a James Bond game, and they're in.
Most of Hollywood is centered in Vancouver now.
Yeah, and
tons of work out there.
The truth be told, like I don't know if I would want to be somewhere else because I do like the things that I have here, and you know, I know we went on that rant earlier, but
yeah, no, this is a different topic. Okay, we're forcing you. Yeah. We're forcing you to move to a new country. Where are you moving?
Japan.
Okay.
Just because of the culture?
Have you ever been to a different country?
Just Mexico, and I hated it.
Oh.
Hey.
And
whatever.
You're from some country. Yeah. Whatever.
Tuktoyaktuk, Arctic Canada.
I could.
That's where she's from.
I could go to Spain or Germany. That would be.
I would not go to a place like Spain where law is very ambiguous. Or Italy, for that matter. I would not.
Italy. I would never live in Italy. The food is fantastic, but it's fucking. The whole country is dirty, and
I wouldn't go anywhere where it's possible that I'd be put in a cell and no one would ever find out.
Yeah, but I would risk it. Because
and we only do that to other countries.
The eye candy in Spain is totally worth it. So
that's right,
and I can speak like six words of Spanish. So
oh, yeah, I can imagine what they are.
Cerveza, por favor,
just enough to get you drunk and laid. I'm sure.
I'm reading this book right now called Eat, Pray, Love, and it's actually really cool because it's about this woman who takes like a 1 year like break from
sabbatical.
Life, basically, and she goes to what is it, Italy, India, and then Indonesia. And I don't know. That's kind of I don't know if I'd live anywhere. I'd want to travel more. I don't know that I'd be able to live anywhere else.
Next question. We've already answered, remember, we're not answering all of these, so we're trying to keep it an hour and a half. Eddie, we've already answered your question.
Are we going to pad out the question and answer session a little bit, just because, you know, you bled all over your bleeding heart earlier about...
No, we're still going to keep the show at a good time.
All right.
We got stuff for the post show. Let's see here. Are you guys going to be... partaking in Hell's Highway multiplayer? And will you let anyone know who you are so they can fight you?
Should we give the true answer or...
Well, no. The truth is like, I responded to this already because A, I'm not good at multiplayer games to begin with of any kind.
He's not.
But I am kick-ass at Tetris on the DS. Like,
that's
multiplayer.
True.
That's a great multiplayer experience.
I can
experience.
Destroy people. And it's funny because Cynthia... When we got that at work...
Okay, Miss Palin, you're dodging the question.
Yeah, so Cynthia...
Oh, gosh. Oh, gee.
Well,
gosh darn.
I love my Tetris.
I was playing Tetris with Cynthia, you see.
Oh, over there.
I used to play it down on Main Street. Watching the hockey moms drive.
You
know,
will you let him talk?
What's the difference in a hockey mom and a cougar and a bear and a guy that plays Tetris? Lipstick. Right?
Shut up.
Isn't that how that works over there?
Shut up.
Yeah. I'll just say like the multiplayer portion of our game is not the best part of the game, clearly, because we didn't make a multiplayer game.
It's a story based game, isn't it? I mean,
it's a very story based game.
The entire point of the game is the single player.
Right. The multiplayer is there as additional content. It's not the end of the world. It's not the best multiplayer you'll ever play, but
it's probably the worst.
I would probably That's actually not true. I've played worse.
How much? Never mind.
Yeah, Brothers in Arms 1.
No, actually, we had better.
No, I actually had.
All right, stop.
I've played worse.
Don't shit where you eat, dude. Come on.
Dude, single player is fucking epic and awesome. That's the whole point of the game. It's an amazing experience.
Will I play multiplayer? Maybe. If you want my gamer tag, if you go to Gearbox City,
it's actually if you will scan your receipt for your copy of Hell's Highway and email it to Joel. Joel will give you our gamer tag.
Right. Now, if you go to Gearbox City,
where did you miss that? Totally.
He's not even listening
yeah. God damn
anymore.
It!
If you go to Gearbox City, which is the community website for Gearbox, and you look up my profile, My gamer tag's on
good.
There. So you can grab it from there.
Next question.
I will never play Hell's Highway multiplayer.
John Dark says.
I probably will.
If you had to make point. If you had to make a Project Badass tape, what would be your greatest hits?
Wait, what?
Project Badass, Volume 25, jump this sweet ass ramp
into the mattress.
Oh, shit.
Ultimate Project Badass stunt.
Are they asking stuff that we have done?
No, just do it.
I was
just
like,
make it up. I don't care what you're saying.
I got rammed through a parking
wait,
lot.
Wait, this is a
shut up.
This is a kid.
Shut up. That's not what I'm talking about. Shut up.
I got cornholed in. No, that's not what I was in a cornfield.
It's a technical term.
Listen.
Oh no.
I hate you.
No, I was getting fucked. Listen, let me finish.
No, it was in a shopping cart.
I was being anally raped. Listen. Oh, wait, that is actually a good story. I've seen that video.
Yeah, it's in Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 for the PC.
Yeah, track down this Easter egg, kids. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 for the PC. Shopping cart madness.
Yeah, if you go into the enter cheats section and you enter IDKFA into the cheat, which is an old Doom cheat for all you old schoolers out there, it unlocks the Doom guy that you can use as a skater. And it also unlocks the Gearbox stunts video of us acting like retards like everybody else ever did in Tony Hawk games.
All I did was... Yeah, there it is. It's right there.
What?
The video.
What did you just do? Shit.
The video's
on
YouTube.
Oh, I never even thought to look there. Wow.
Weird. Who put it up?
I'm terrified.
Are you actually in the shopping cart in the video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With your long hair?
Oh, I didn't have long hair.
No, he had short hair.
Damn it.
But in the videos, I'm pushing Josh because I'm trying to hurt.
Put that in the chat.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hurt whoever was.
Send me that link. It's been forever since I've seen that.
Okay. So we want to know what our badass.
Yeah. Project Badass stunt.
Okay. I would. Okay.
You're putting way too much thought into this.
I would tie two rockets to a bear. And I would ride the bear on a saddle. And then we'd launch
You would ride the bear on a saddle? So the bear is on the saddle and you're riding the bear?
Follow me.
Just go with
I'm on the bear with the saddle with two rockets on the side.
Is this another one of Josh's stories?
Am I fucking telling the story here?
I don't know. We're talking about bears and saddles and riding.
Then we're going to light up the rockets and we're going to fly into a pit of alligators.
Sure.
To fight?
No, just to fly in
there. To arm wrestle.
To cool off the jets, because it's hot.
Sure.
And the alligators can be there.
I'm thinking something's going to happen when the bears hit the water.
Right.
And then we'll wrestle them for ice cream sandwiches.
I've got one. What? I will go live with grizzly bears and taunt them until they kill me.
Someone already did that.
Was a pretty sweet video, though.
Damn it. That was a good 2-hour video.
That was a really good, badass video.
2-hour Project Badass. I will gaily taunt angry grizzly bears until they eat my torso. The end.
That's terrible. You shouldn't laugh about that.
No, I should. That guy deserved it.
I would.
Yeah, he totally did.
You get what you get.
He was a big douchebag.
I would try...
He just wanted to be friends with bears.
I would try to be... Okay, I would... Two parachutes, one in the front, one in the back.
What?
Jump off a building, then release the parachute, and on my way down, turn on my rocket boots to fly me back up and see how far I can go,
and then
release the second parachute,
which
is in the front.
Oh, okay. No.
And then I had to land on, like, a moving bus.
Okay, I got one. You jump out of a plane... With a gun, and then you have a parachute, and then I don't, and I jump out after you, and then I grab onto you, and then we wrestle over the gun, and
that's how you take down a motherfucker. That's right.
Yeah, I don't know, and then I say whoa,
whoa,
no, not like John Travolta,
whoa,
or possibly Walken, wow, wow. Next question. Let's see. Are you guys, from Jesse Monster, are you guys fans of any shows, past or present, that are sub-cult? And she mentions being a huge fan of The Inside. I liked The Inside a lot. Josh hated it. I wanted to see where it was going.
I don't even remember the inside.
It was Tim Minear's show. Tim Minear.
Oh, now I remember. That was awful.
Tim Minear.
That was dreadful.
Television cancer. You attach him to. He's the showrunner for Angel and Firefly. You attach him to a show and it will get canceled.
Yeah, the inside is actually painful to sit through.
I liked it.
What the hell's the inside? I don't know.
They only aired 6 episodes. It was about a.
I only watched one
girl that was abducted as a child. Who later became a detective who knew how to think like a criminal thinks. And it was a lot like The Profiler, but it was more interesting. The main guy, their boss for their special... And Adam Baldwin was one of the guys. Jane was in it. Their boss was like pushing them to like do dirty and dangerous things. I liked it, and they canceled it real quick.
Yeah, it doesn't sound all that interesting.
Shut up.
Adam
Baldwin was in it.
It was really bad.
Oh, you didn't hear me. Jane was in it. Oh.
It was terrible.
Whatever.
Well, what's your...
Wonderfalls.
No, that was wonderful. Pushing Daisies, also fucking fantastic.
Oh, I'm supposed to ask you what you thought of the premiere because...
Excellent. Is there a specific reason?
Because Martin Tsang is not here to ask that question. What did you think of the premiere?
Martin Tsang? What?
It's one of the readers.
Oh. I thought it was the season 2 premiere?
Yeah.
I thought it was great. I can't say anything more positive. It was wonderful. Well, no, I mean, there's... it's a quirky, cute little show that's well-written, well-acted, and well-sung.
Well, it sounds terrible. It sounds like it's going to get canceled.
It probably will, but it's fucking colorful and happy and depressing and quirky and beautiful and funny, and I sound like a goddamn faggot, but it's a great show. It is so good, and please watch it. It is so good.
Please pull that audio.
God yeah. damn it.
Just mark the time. Timestamp.
I can't think of a show.
128.
I can't think of a show where that's cult that... Geeks, or what was it?
Freaks and Geeks?
Freaks and Geeks.
See, that's cult.
Oh,
we're
that
talking
was so
sub-cult.
Good.
Like geeks don't even know about it.
I can't think
a lot
of
people
any.
Don't know about Wonderfalls, and that is a phenomenal 13 episodes of television.
So. I don't know. I really can't think of one. Although I do. Okay, you guys are watching Dexter, right? Everybody.
No.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh god, Dexter is fucking wonderful.
Okay. I haven't seen any of it. You haven't seen any of the new season?
No, I haven't.
And you haven't either.
I've seen all of it.
Oh, you have.
Yeah, I'm current.
Did you read this article? And I don't want to get too off track here. Did you read this article about there was an accident on that show?
Oh.
What?
Yeah, somebody died. One of the extras
did
died.
Did Dexter kill somebody?
One of the extras.
For real?
Or on a
apparently,
show.
Apparently, it's a spoiler if I say something.
Oh,
but
well, don't
I know,
spoil
but
it. Then.
Basically, what
happened... Because I care more about the story than that dude's life. So,
okay,
whatever.
Well, let's just put it this way. One of the actors took a knife, and he stabs another person. They have a fake knife and a real knife on set.
Oh, no.
He grabbed the real knife.
Oh,
and
no.
Stab this guy, and in the scene he's supposed to stab him in the heart. Now apparently they all wear these protective vests underneath like their clothes as a precaution all the time. It's an insurance precaution.
Yeah, because
it's
that
called
show
the
is
Brandon
all
Lee clause.
Right. It pretty much is, because whenever they have knives or guns or anything, they now have to kind of do that.
Yeah.
He took this knife actually really stabbed this guy towards the heart.
Oh, fuck.
And he almost missed the chest plate and got the plate, and then he realized, oh my god, this is a real knife.
And then he whispered, "This is because I hate you."
He said, "Shh, go to sleep.
I'm gonna twist it. It's all
don't
gonna be
fight
over."
It.
So I don't want to say who did that and what character did that, but
I mean,
he
one.
Fucking damn near died like on set.
Wow.
Like, so when you watch that, whenever it happens, that's real. That guy's reactions are gonna be like.
I doubt that'll make it to camp.
Yeah.
The guy who that took the scene, like, it, they shot it.
Guessing reshoot on this one.
Probably.
After a hospital visit.
I don't know. He went through the whole thing.
But he actually stabbed the guy or hit the chest plate?
I can't give more away.
Never mind.
Without giving spoilers away. Why the guy didn't, like, you know, they didn't
I
go
don't
like.
I don't want to know.
They didn't go in and go, cut, you know, like, let's stop, because there was a reason.
The director's like, keep rolling!
Yeah.
This footage is great!
There's a reason
His
why.
His reaction is so real!
Wow, but that show is
you're
so
emoting
good,
so well, Bruce. You're doing great. Do you guys have any, in the chat, any shows that, like, were canceled immediately? I don't know. Are there any shows that anybody watched that...
Oh, you know what was kind of... It was really good. The one episode that was really good. It was only on for a few episodes. It was the Black Donnellys.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was about an Irish family. The very first episode, the one single episode, was really, really good. And then they had like, okay, after that. I think they only like
FX,
shot
right?
five. I think so. I can't remember. But the very first episode, everybody should watch. It's really great. It's almost like a movie on its own.
Huh.
What was that again?
The Black Donnellys.
The Black Donnellys.
It was I have no quickly. Idea what that is.
It's about an Irish family.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up.
It's in FX's grand tradition of we get to say shit three times and try and push the cutting edge.
Okay. It was actually great. The first episode was. It was kind of disappointing after that.
Right. You know, there were a lot of shows I watched in like middle school and early high school that were just absolutely terrible, but it was all the shows that would come on like a Sunday afternoon, like all the Hercules and Xena and all that.
Oh, God.
But
what was the Bruce Campbell show?
Yes.
Jack of all trades, the other one. Before Jack of All Trades. Jack of All Trades was terrible. There was a show before that that was awesome.
Really?
Yeah. It was still kind of a westernish kind of thing.
Oh, Briscoe County?
Yeah, Briscoe County Jr.
That's probably the perfect answer to this
question. Oh, thank you. Oh, it's all
it
coming back.
It was kind of sci-fi, wasn't it?
Back,
it's
all coming back to
okay,
me
don't,
now.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh,
is that
don't
on
do
DVD?
That, ever.
I don't know.
Look that shit up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I think someone in here is thinking about Sliders. They said Travelers. I used to watch Sliders, too.
Oh, Sliders.
You know what's funny?
You know, that's what I called
like
my
shirts
for the last few days.
Somebody,
stop that.
Somebody mentioned on TV, they were talking about something and mentioned Sliders. And I went, you know what? I don't remember how that show ended. So I went and looked it up. It went nuts. It went batshit crazy. Originally, it was about, you know, they jump in a portal and then they're always trying to find their way back to the real Earth. That they're from or whatever, and they have wacky adventures on alternate universes. By the end, it was about like an alien civil war.
What?
And Jerry O'Connell bowed out because he started to get movie roles. And so they replaced him as the same character with a different actor through like a mind meld. Like,
nice.
like a one-line explanation
That's
of
real
why
classy.
They're the same guy.
They eat a brick of acid?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just looked at Briscoe County on Amazon, and the entire series is on one DVD set. But then,
one season, right?
I think it was just one season. I remember it being longer, but that's probably because TBS aired it for like 4 years.
Yeah.
But then down at the bottom under the, like, what do customers ultimately buy after viewing this item? The next item down is
a giant dildo.
It's a book called Make Love the Bruce Campbell Way.
Wow.
I'm clicking that.
Boosh. So that's good. Any other ill-fated TV shows? Guess not. No. Okay, moving on. This is kind of an interesting question. Drom says, we've all wanted something that in the end turned out to suck royally. What thing, as a child or otherwise, did you want so badly that turned out to be a big disappointment?
My life.
Oh, okay.
Oh, don't do that.
Wow.
Art school?
It's like, a little brother or something. Like, aw.
Yeah. That actually is a good question.
Yeah,
I actually spent some time thinking about it, and I couldn't come up with
my
a great 20s. Answer.
What?
I could agree with that.
Okay, well, because your 20s is when you're supposed to rock out with your cock out. And all
you
I
didn't
ended
have
up
enough
doing,
cock out, did you?
All I ended up doing was working around the clock all of my 20s.
I didn't
trying
think.
To get
you rocked out with your clock out. That
right.
was the problem.
Trying, yeah,
you got
I read,
the wrong memo.
I
read your time clock.
I read the poster without my glasses on, so I was like, "What?
With a clock?
Work hard with your time clock? Okay.
With your clock out.
That makes sense.
I guess I'll work really hard.
That must have been written by that guy with the big clock around his neck.
Oh, Flava Flav, yeah.
Yeah.
Good advice.
No, my 20s were a huge disappointment.
Were you looking forward to them through all of high school?
Yes. Well, because, okay, here's the thing. I grew up small little town like you did in the sense of
worse
this place sucks. Yeah. There's people getting shot, you know, people getting pregnant. There ain't dick down here. Like,
all
it's an absolute.
Time.
No, that's one guy.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
like.
It's all
it's
the
like,
same
how
guy.
Are people getting pregnant if there ain't dick?
Right. So.
That don't make sense.
As I made the decision, I'm going to art school. Moving to Dallas, Ta-ka! Getting out of here.
Boosh.
Went and did that.
Doing it.
Get up here, and which it initially is great. I'm like, wow. Like, this big old city life is great.
It's the, crazy.
The bright lights of the city, you know?
Yeah. And all my money is...
Small town boy!
Yeah, and then it ended up being like...
South of Troy.
I ended up spending my... Well, okay, double-edged sword, because I ended up spending my 20s, like, living in the worst apartment complex in all of Dallas, which they've condemned now and torn down.
This is like the downer podcast.
Well, no, because, like...
You can actually get high if you scrape the paint off the walls because there's so much crack infused in them.
All my friends in high school...
That's
like,
a bonus.
All my friends in high school are telling me that, like, chicks in Dallas are hot and it's going to be so great and...
You drive into Dallas, you cross the county line, a chick pulls out your boner and starts eating it, and you're like, fuck yeah!
Yeah, and Dallas! Instead, it's a bunch of, like, 600-pound crack whores, like, living in my apartment complex, and my entire my bike was stolen, like...
Okay, somebody else answered.
My bike got stolen when I moved here, too.
Right. But
what the shit?
The point being, though, is, like,
I guess... been stealing... Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I was like, what?
In my high school years, I expected this grand life of the 20s.
Yeah.
Like on Dawson's Creek or all these great
TV I thought you
TV
meant the
shows.
1920s.
Right.
The roaring 20s.
And instead, it was like a total disaster. But at the same time, that's where like the best stories came out of. So I don't know if I...
Don't regret your 20s. You wouldn't be you if you hadn't had those experiences.
No, absolutely.
Oh.
I'm bald, though.
Wait.
Okay, you can regret that.
Yeah, but that's why you have all those stylish caps.
That. You can regret that.
Oh, wait, yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, see, because that's
you have, and then you didn't have to be drawing hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you could just draw a cap.
Honestly, dude, hair's a lot easier. I had a lot of trouble with that cap, actually.
Well, fuck you. Yeah. I ain't going bald.
The brim's really hard.
Yeah. So, to go back to the question, something that you...
Oh, there was a question?
That you thought would be cool, but ended up being really disappointing.
Yeah.
I don't know if this sounds cheesy or just really sad.
Okay.
But...
Uh-oh.
What?
Aw, it's the saddest podcast ever.
Denise is already like...
Denise's answer is going to be America. I've already called it.
Wait.
Go ahead.
No, actually, when I was baptized, I actually thought of it.
What?
I got baptized when I was a little kid. Well, yeah, not me like too. Little, but...
No, I got baptized when I was 6, when you can make decisions about spirituality.
Oh, totally. No, I think I was 8.
Well, you were waiting too long, dude.
Well, I was worried that I'd go to hell if I didn't hurry up and get it done.
That's why I did it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But, no, I always thought that, you know, I would see something differently or, like, I don't know.
Oh, like the first time you have sex. Stupid. You think you learned something
after? No, that was actually pretty awesome.
Oh, okay.
Actually, that was not disappointing.
Oh.
Well, it depends on what you mean by disappointing.
It was cool because, you know, there's a 20 on the dresser afterwards and you're like, awesome! Video games and candy!
Wow.
What about toys? Wow. What about toys? Like, you wanted something for Christmas, you finally got it, and it was a piece of shit.
I had a Dino Riders toy when I was a kid.
Those were the shit. Those were awesome.
I wanted the giant T-Rex one, and I ended up getting the little tiny, like, Deinonychus with, like,
I got the
his legs, and I was like, that's lame. Like, he didn't even have a gun on him.
Okay, me and my cousin, we were 18 months apart in age, and... Because of how close we were as children, our parents and grandparents had to coordinate that if I was going to get a G.I. Joe, he had to get a G.I. Joe. If I was going to get whatever, he had to get whatever.
Oh, but they would have to be different. So
they had to be different?
Right.
And disproportionately weighted, but then equal throughout Christmas. So if I got a G.I. Joe base, he got a figure. But if he got a Transformer giant thing, I got a small Transformer. We had to be able
to
play.
That sounds complicated.
And I don't remember instating this rule. I just remember it happening. And every great once in a while, we would... Okay. There were a few toys that I was super jazzed about that thought were going to be the fucking shit. I think I talked about these once before. There were these guys that had these jetpacks, and the jetpacks turned into a part of an airplane, but you had to have all three of them. I got two of them, and then they were discontinued. And we went to the store for 6 months afterwards checking to see if they were going to come back. And I had the front of an airplane and one wing and a big missing hole in the back.
Wow. You can still play pretend with that.
I actually ended up putting those in a shoebox and putting them on the top shelf. I didn't even want to see them.
You just retired them.
Yeah.
You know what?
I did that a lot when I was little. If something broke and I couldn't fix it, I would actually retire it and stop playing with it.
Oh, I had a little remote control bug. Like VW bug car that I broke the plastic fender off one time because I ran it into the kitchen table leg too hard or something.
Yeah.
And it broke the fender and like, who cares? And I was so scared I hid it in my closet and never played with it again.
I did that kind of stuff all the time. I broke Leonardo's sword.
I was like four.
original Ninja Turtle Leonardo. I broke his sword in half.
Oh, no, that's a cardinal sin.
I was, like, at the same time, like, mad at myself for doing it and then pissed that my toy sucked and I could not rightfully ask for a new one. I Aww. Knew that that would have been an asshole thing to do, so I put him up and I never touched him again. And my friends were like, why don't you have Leonardo's? I just don't! I just don't have him! Shut up! Shut the fuck up! I'll kill you.
Actually, now that I think about
angry
it,
as a kid.
One toy that I was somewhat disappointed with because the commercial made it out to be so much better than it really was.
That was bad in the 80s.
Which would be the Star Wars TIE Fighter.
Really?
Yeah, because like you push the sides and like the wings are supposed to eject off in this badass way and they spin like in the movie. And instead they just kind of go like...
Flop.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like...
Nah, too bad.
The speeder bike exploded.
Now, that was
No, that's just because you threw it against the wall.
No.
No, that exploded.
That you pressed that fire. Button and Set you were like putting together a model afterwards. It was like 10,000 pieces. Fragile, too. Fragile
nice.
Pieces.
Of course. It wouldn't be a real 80s toy if it weren't fucking
I'll tell
fragile.
You what, I saw a list on one of the sites that does like top 10 whatevers, and one of them, and I remembered all of them, was most disappointing Transformers that looked nothing like their cartoon counterpart. Aww. And it was the ones where they just could not make the robot fit into that kind
the
of
thing.
Car.
Yeah.
So like instead of it transforming, you would like turn it up on its side and then pull its arms out and like it's done.
Like yeah.
It's transformed. And one of them they listed was one of the ones that I had. It was Ironhide, who was a van. And he was an awesome little red van. But when you transformed him, he didn't even have a head. His head was a sticker on the seat of the van.
Bail.
Like, that's, whoa, that's
total,
a piece of
that's
crap.
That's a bailout.
But when I was little, I never went, this doesn't look like the cartoon. I don't know, I accepted
no,
it.
No, your brain just kind of fills in the blanks.
Do you have an answer, Denise, to this question? Don't say
My
America.
Question? Oh.
oh.
America I can't really think of anything.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very patriotic.
Oh, well, there was
high school, I guess.
Electricity?
No. I was going to say the
I thought it was going to be much better.
Electric blankets, but we already discussed that.
Yeah. I still don't have one, actually, yeah. So I don't know.
Treat yourself.
I was actually really disappointed when I finally got Hungry Hungry Hippos. That turned out to be a real shitty game that looked awesome in the commercial.
Yeah, you mash it incessantly until someone accidentally wins.
And somebody breaks one of your hippos.
Yeah.
And it's pretty easy to repair.
He's just like... Well, as a kid, it's not easy to repair until you get old enough to realize.
You know what pissed me off?
Oh, this is easy to fix.
Yeah, that's what pissed me off, dude. I can specifically think of about 5 things that I broke as a kid that I would be able to fix for my daughter in like 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Number one, heat. Number two, epoxy. Almost all of my toys could have been fixed with either of those two things. One of them, I had a gun on a guy. There was these toys called Centurions, and I had the water guy. And he had a gun that had like a limp dick. Like, it got melted, but it came out of the mold wrong, and so the gun, like, pointed downward. It was just bent. And I was always trying to, like, I'd put it under a book and try and straighten it out. And now I realize, like, 4 seconds under a lighter would have straightened that perfectly.
Holding it up against a light bulb or something.
Yeah, anything. My parents had no sense. I don't know. I mean, and the Leonardo sword, epoxy would have fixed it better than new. So... I'm just angry about that.
You could have
just
coated the entire thing in epoxy.
And then
beaten the shit out of somebody with it.
My mom tried to super glue it. And, yeah.
I didn't have very many toys, so I don't remember.
Dirt and sticks, man.
God damn it. God damn it.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. I don't remember very many toys.
Twine or something?
Yeah, I batted around a ball of twine a lot.
Did you have any of those barrel hoops that you would hit with a stick and run behind them?
We started calling those hula hoops at one point, but... Yeah. That kind of went
you
back
know, for
of
kids.
Vogue again.
So that's the last question on the Mailie Mail Sack. Anybody got anything else before we move on? Post-train?
Don't have vacation, bitches. See you in a week.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Next week.
Douche.
We're either going to have to do it Saturday or not. I don't know.
I don't fly back until, like, Friday morning. Or Friday afternoon, actually. So... I'm going to spend the rest of the Friday sleeping because I have to be.
So what are you
going
to do? You're going to get to Chicago and you're going to be like,
crap ton of photos.
The fuck am I going to do? And you just get up one day and just go fucking explore.
No, I've got
to
fucking.
You
Google,
need to
you
do
know
that
what? Post show.
Well,
I did it in New York.
You have responsibility. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to do it in Chicago, but I have a Google's map of fucking every place.
Hey,
that,
you know what you might want?
Dark Knight was filmed. So
you know what you might want to do? when we went to New York, we like looked at a lot of books that were like, you know, there's going to be so much to do. Let's narrow it down ahead of time. And we bought a book that was simultaneously a map and like really quick explanations of if you go here, there's these three things to do. If you're in this neighborhood, there's these 40 things to do. And it was just like a little guide. You didn't look like a tourist walking around with it. And it was extremely helpful. So like the night before, we'd go through it and say, okay, we're going to go to this neighborhood. Well, let's try and hit these five things. And if we have time, we'll do this. It helped out.
I'll probably do that. And I have a friend who moved from here to there, who's apparently, I sent her the address to my hotel, and it's like 3 blocks from where I'm staying.
Hmm.
So she's like, oh yeah, you're like down the street. I was like, well, fucking A then. I have a tour guide. But I mean, I kind of know where I'm going to be going. I've already made a Google's map like layout, and I'm just going to take the L train wherever I need to go. L train is fucking awesome.
You're going to take the bat pod?
If it's available.
They rent those out now.
Dude, okay, I've told you guys before about Nedroid Comics, Nedroid's Picture Diary. I think you can get to it from Nedroid.com, but he did, he's the guy that originally did 200 Bad Comics, which was just 200 really quick, weird-ass comics.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, he's fucking awesome. He's my favorite cartoonist, and he draws such simple drawings that are so fucking perfect. And most recently, he did fan fiction comics, where readers of his could submit anything, a serial, a TV show, a movie, a food, whatever, and he would do a 3-panel fan fiction of it, and one of them was Batman. And it shows Batman, and he's like, rawr, rawr, rawr. And the Joker's like, I can't understand you. And in the last panel, Batman goes, I'm a tiger now. Rawr.
Wow.
That don't make no sense.
It was awesome.
We're done.
All right, into the show. Thanks for hanging out.
Oh, you want to kill me?
Why do you want to kill me?
Wow, wow.
Why do you want to watch a Hajitsu podcast?
Thanks for hanging out. Hajitsu podcast number 31. Oh, do please consider supporting the podcast at hijinxandsue.com/donations.
That'd be pretty sweet.
And hijinxandsue.store.com.
Indeed.
Thanks for hanging out if you're watching the video live. Thanks for listening if you're listening to the MP3 or whatever the hell you're doing. I appreciate it. For myself, Joel, and hijinxandsue.com, and Eli, and Denise.
But not Josh.
And not Josh's ridiculous not Josh. Exploding orifices of doom. Orify?
Orphi?
Orphi? Orphi?
Nemesine? I don't know.
I say thank you and good night. Fade that shit out.
Later, bitches.
This should be Barack Obama. Like, he walks out to this shit.
Like, throwing up the horns?
Fucking yeah. Rush!
What's up, bitches?
Greatest band ever, Rush!